It's Derek here from Bomb Socks, and welcome to the Bomb Bites podcast. Hey, if you're new to Bomb Bites, it's a service from our company Bomb Socks to help be a resource to you as you're studying along with the Come Follow Me curriculum for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Hope you enjoy today's episode.
So I wanted to just share a brief little message with you today that I think will help anyone who is just overwhelmed or struggling right now. Our world right now, there's a lot of craziness going on. All you got to do is turn on the news. In fact, this is one of the reasons I don't watch the news anymore, is you just see a lot of difficulties out there and you see a lot of the things going on that is just stressful and overwhelming and causes a lot of anxiety. So in the midst of all of these chapters where Jacob is talking about pride and sexual immorality and his uneasiness and anxiety and sharing this message with them, there's a wonderful little verse here that I think really can bless our lives. It is verse number 8 of chapter 2. It supposeth me that they have come up hither, meaning individuals to come to the Nephite General Conference, to hear the pleasing word of God, yea, the word which healeth the wounded soul. I think that's such a great definition on what the word of God can do. The word of God has its abilities to be able to heal the wounded soul. Whether it is from the scriptures, whether it's from general conference talks, the word of God has that unique and wonderful ability to heal us. So one of the things I would like you to be able to do, I would love to know which verses of scripture or which conference talks have helped heal your wounded soul. Now, you don't necessarily need to get into the wounds that have taken place for you, but maybe there's a verse of scripture you can put in the comments, maybe in YouTube or Instagram or Facebook, or if you're listening to this on our podcast, you can share it with us as well on one of our social media platforms. What is something from the word of God, whether it's scripture, whether it's a general conference talk, that has healed the wounded soul for you? You know, this upcoming weekend, we get the opportunity to hear the word of God from prophets and apostles and church leaders, and we get to see how that will heal our wounded souls. I think there's going to be many people who come to conference with wounds that need to be healed. And as you watch general conference, and if you come with questions in mind, those questions will be answered and wounds can be healed. I've seen that happen in my own life, and I know that it can happen for you. Now, with that in mind, you get over to chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. These verses are so good, and I think they piggyback on top of that idea of how the word of God heals the wounded soul. But behold, I, Jacob, would speak unto you that are pure in heart. Look unto God with firmness of mind. Pray unto him with exceeding faith, and he will console you in your afflictions, and he will plead your cause and send down justice upon those who seek your destruction. You know, sometimes we talk to people like everybody is just going to hell tomorrow because they're breaking the law of chastity or struggling with pride or struggling with whatever sin it is. I think a lot of people are just trying to do their best. Oh, all ye that are pure in heart, lift up your heads and receive the pleasing word of God and feast upon his love, for ye may, if your minds are firm forever. So you put these two verses together right here. When life seems to get hard or unfair, or your wounded soul needs to be healed, look unto God with firmness of mind, pray unto him with exceeding faith, lift up your heads, receive the pleasing word of God, and feast upon his love. What a cool message for those who are just trying to do what is right and they're struggling, not involved in any really horrible heavy sins, but just need to feel the Savior's love. I can promise you, as you read from the scriptures and as you watch General Conference and find other ways to be able to feel that word of God, it will heal the wounded soul. I can testify to you that that is true.
If you'd like to check out our video that goes with today's podcast, you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook by simply searching Bomb Socks. That's BOMSOCKS. And be sure to check out our amazingly comfortable gospel-themed socks at bombsocks.com. Thanks for listening, and hope you'll join us again for more episodes of Bomb Bites. Godspeed, and have a great day.